Goblins, and welcome back to another freshly baked episode of Monsters Among Us Junior. I'm your paranormal pastry chef, Delaney Bowers, and I'll be joined by my patisserie pal, Derek Hayes, once this little timer here goes off. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, M-A-U Meemaw, that's not a timer. That's 15 black candles tied together with a bungee cord suspended over a cast iron pan full of simmering Mountain Dew. And to that I would say, exactly, a timer. But I know you're not here to listen to me yap about my backwoods inventions. You're here for the terror, the thrills, the supernatural suspense, and MAU Junior has plenty of that to go around. Our first three callers all have something in common. I won't give it away just yet, but see if you're smart enough to catch on. Trust me, you are. Up first is our good buddy Joey from the Golden State of sunny California.
I'm Joey from the Dragon, California. I was in my mom and dad's bed, and there was a square of light. And there was this horse shadow with somebody riding it, holding up a spear. It went from one side, then to the other, and it disappeared. I stayed there wide-eyed, and it was really scary. Bye.
Joey, you're absolutely correct in saying that what you witnessed that night was really scary. A shadow person wielding a spear astride a horse is something that might make even the most hardened skeptic quake in their boots. Unfortunately, Joey, my years of listening to heavy metal music at full blast have done a number on my ears, so I wasn't able to catch exactly where you live in California, but I do know the El Dorado State has a long history, nearly 20,000 years, of indigenous peoples living off its lands. And many of those native groups used spears to hunt game on land and in the water. So it only makes sense that there could be the lingering spirit of a lone warrior galloping away on his trusted steed. But what if what Joey saw wasn't a man on his horse, but rather something much, much worse?
The Knuckle of V. Like a hideous centaur, it is a fleshless human torso atop an equally defleshed horse body. That alone is terrifying. Then there are the tales of this monster about narrow escapes and widespread death and decay. The creature ravaged the Orkney Islands of the northern coast of Scotland, gleefully killing humans, mangling livestock, and blighting crops. However, much more than a mere equine monstrosity, Knuckle of V is a spirit in flesh, whose home is the ocean and whose name actually translates to Devil of the Sea. The human torso boasts an oversized head that rolls side to side as if in danger of falling off of the neck with a whale-like mouth. It has arms that almost reach the ground and is connected at the waist to a horse's body with one red eye and fin-like flippers fixed to the legs. No one knows exactly what shape it takes in the water, but on land, the Knuckle of V assumes the terrifying form of a deformed man riding a horse, just as terrible an aspect as himself. The man-horse chimera appear as a singular, grotesque body.
That clip courtesy of Monstrum on YouTube. Now, if I had to choose between the spirit of an indigenous man on his horse, or a bloody, malevolent, monstrous blend of fleshless man and horse, I think we all know which one I'd rather see out my parents' window. Thanks for taking the time to call in, Joey. Excellent encounter. Listen up, hooligans. If you've ever witnessed something that left you quaking in your crocs, sport mode activated, obviously. We absolutely 1,000% want to hear about it. Give our hotline a ding-dong-dang at 1-833-MAU-KIDS. That's 1-833-MAU-KIDS, or send a voice memo to monstersamongusjr@gmail.com. Remember, call from a quiet location, keep your call under 2 minutes, and be sure to get your parent or guardian's permission before calling in. Still trying to figure out the common theme between these first three calls? Maybe our pal Saya, from Parts Unknown, can give us another clue. You're up, Saya.
Hello, my name is Saya, and I am 10 years old. And this story happened to me whenever I was like 4 to 5 years old. It was really dark outside. It was like pitch black. I had just woken up randomly and needed to go to the bathroom. And my dad was playing video games, and the light from the video games reflected and it made a shadow. So whenever I was walking down the hallway, I saw my shadow of me walking. But whenever I got to the foot of the door, I saw a shadow that looked like it was in the middle of running, and it was in between my toilet and my bathroom. And I was too little to understand what ghosts really were. And I turned on the lights, and I looked everywhere. I looked in the shower to make sure that it hadn't run in there. And there was nothing. And I just wonder what that could have been, and if there's any stories behind this house, because it's been around for a very long time. Keep it spooky. Bye.
Catching a ghost in a darkened bathroom late at night? Do you think it was playing a game of hide and stink? Okay. Saya, if you've been listening to MAU Junior long enough, you'll know that spirits are drawn to bathrooms like moths to a flame. Some folks believe that running water amplifies spiritual energy, making it easier for otherworldly entities to manifest in those spaces. Pipes, bathtubs, toilets, heck, even your handheld water pick might be the perfect tool to allow a ghost to cross into our earthly plane. It doesn't sound like this entity meant you any harm, Saya, but give us a shout if you ever see it again. Okay, before I play my final call, I want you to turn to whoever you're with and tell them what you think the theme is. If you're alone, write it down. Go on, I'll wait. All right, if your answer is locked in, I'm ready to hit play on this call from Anonymous. Listen closely.
I would like to stay anonymous.
When I sleep and my eyes are open, I see shadow people coming. And when I blink, they're coming closer. So, love the podcast and bye.
That's a big old nope from me, Anonymous. The thought of spectral beings moving closer and closer with every blink of your eyeballs? Ugh, gives me the heebie-jeebies just thinking about it. But it sounds like you made it through the night relatively safe and sound, friend. And for that, we're grateful. And we're also grateful you took the time to share your story with our team. Okay, smarty pants, did you guess what all three calls had in common? Drumroll, please. They were all shadow figure calls. Those slinky silhouettes that love to linger in corners and disappear right before our very eyes. We never know when they'll pop up, so we must always be vigilant in keeping an eye out for them.
My office helped secure funding for this project.
Talk to people.
But the city itself has gotten in the way.
And I believe that this is what it is.
Did you hear that? My timer just went off, and a burnt cookie is a sad cookie, So now I'll be passing you over to my co-host, Derek Hayes, who's actually just seven duendes in a trench coat. D-Money?
Howdy, 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 everyone. Thanks for joining us, and thank you, Delaney, for giving away all my secrets. Now, gang, I hope you're prepared to get spooky here tonight, because I have a trio of calls that'll leave you terrified, beginning with Emma, all the way from the holler.
My name's Emma, and I live in the holler. This is my story. So, when my aunt grew up, she went with her mom to the store or something. When my pappy stayed home, and my pappy looked up at the window, he saw a old man.
Hello, Sonny.
And then he looked back and then was gone. He looked again, and then the curtains were closed. He looked again, and then the curtains were gone. That's my story.
We appreciate you giving us a call, Emma. Now, an old man outside your window might not be the creepiest thing in the world. Unless, of course, that old man is a ghost. And did I hear that right? This old man seemingly made the curtains disappear. So maybe he wasn't a ghost. Maybe he was a magician.
Open sesame!
Now I joke, but this could be pretty scary. Ghost or not, it's weird to see a person where you don't expect to see one. Like outside your window. So thank you, Emma, for sharing your tale. Let's hope whoever he is, he doesn't come back. Now for another possible ghost story. Please welcome Katie from New York.
Hi, my name is Katie. I'm from New York, and I have two stories. One time when I was five, me and my brother went in my room, and I saw something. It was a ghost, I think. And I only saw it for 1 second. And also, when I was thinking about calling you right now, my roller skates stayed in somewhere else, all the way on the other side of the table. Move. And that was pretty creepy. I love yourself, and bye.
First, we have curtains that disappear. Now we have a roller skate that rolls on its own. You better hang on to anything you don't want to share with a sticky-handed spirit. Now, thank you so much, Katie, for taking the time to share your scary experience here with us. Now, kiddos, before I move on, I need to ask a quick favor. If you are a fan of Monsters Among Us Jr., please tell your friends and family all about it. Do you have a cousin that likes spooky stuff? Well, share the show with them. Do you have a buddy that spends too much time riding in the car and needs something to entertain them? Well, tell them as well. Or do you have someone at school that's been telling everyone for years that they saw an alien creature in their shed? Well, tell them, especially. The point is, the more people we tell, the better this program is, because we get more spooky stories to share with you. So however you spread the word, thank you so much for helping us out. Now, speaking of helping us out, Benny, help us wrap this episode up.
Name's Benny. I'm 6 years old. This is my story. So, my cousin was having a sleepover. I woke up in the middle of the night, and I saw this red creature flying around the room. And I did not know what it was, because he was asleep. And I would not know what happened, so I just went back to bed. That's my story.
Thank you, Benny. A mysterious red creature fluttering around a bedroom at night. Well, let's start with the obvious. Could this have been some sort of animal? A bat, maybe. A moth, perhaps. or a bird even. Now there is a creature called the red bat, and it does live in over half the country. But it's more of an orange color, not really red. And there are red moths out there, but here in the U.S. at least, they only seem to live in parts of Colorado. So if Benny doesn't live in the Rocky Mountain state, well, then it's probably not it either. And of course, we all know that there are red birds. The bright red northern cardinal is a great example. But if there was a bird flying around the room, I think they would know about it. So what does that leave us with? Well, a huge mystery for starters. I have no idea what was flying around that bedroom. But there are a few red cryptids out there that we might be able to pin this to. There's a bird in Japanese mythology called the basan. The basan is similar to a turkey or a rooster. But it's bright red, and it breathes fire like a dragon. But Benny didn't mention any fire, so let's rule this one out. Then there's the Yarramayahu, a legendary vampire-like creature from Australia, said to look like a little red frogman. It uses its suction cup-tipped fingers to climb on trees, walls, and even ceilings. Now, if I thought Benny was calling from Australia, I'd say we might have a match here. But I doubt he's calling from down under. Now, there is a red creature from here in the States. They call it the Nain Rouge. Rouge is the French word for red, and the stories originate out of parts of Michigan, specifically around Detroit. He's said to be a little red human with a reputation for causing mischief and trouble. Now, the Nain Rouge might be red, but I couldn't find any claims that it could fly, so I have my doubts that it was the Nain Rouge in Benny's story. So that leaves us out of options, gang. Like I said, I have no idea what the creature was, but I sure did have a lot of fun trying to figure it out. And if you would like to read more on the animals I suggested or the red cryptids I listed, you can find links in tonight's show notes. Thank you again, Benny, for calling in. I'm sorry we couldn't get to the bottom of your mystery. And that's the end of the line, kiddos. Monsters Among Us Jr. is written and produced by Derek Hayes and Delaney Bowers, and edited by Connor Ryan. Additional support provided by Sarah Carter Hayes. Copyright Red Crow Media. All media used in this production is done so under the protection of fair use. Tonight's score was provided by Iron Cthulhu Apocalypse, Co.AG Music, and Carl Casey at White Bat Audio. And lastly, the Monsters Among Us Jr. theme was written and produced by Ali Mamarian. Don't forget to call in your story, 833-MAU-KIDS, or email us at monstersamonguSJR@gmail.com. Now, Delaney and I will be back in 2 weeks with another eerie episode, so be sure to tune back in. But until then, keep it spooky, stay out of trouble, and have an eerie night.